You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM. This is the home of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. But right now, one of the most important announcements ever made on radio. It is time for Dun 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 Tech Talk with Tiernis. And I know that was a dramatic intro.
Very.
However, what we are about to talk about is quite significant. Ladies and gentlemen, there might have been life detected on another planet. Okay. Tiernis, take over, because I know I'm being sensationalist, but it's very cool. Just tell us about it.
It is. It's very interesting. So for the first time ever, we have potential signatures of life on another planet. And this has come from the James Webb Space Telescope. We've spoken about a lot, and mm-hmm. it's given us these amazing discoveries over the last couple of years since starting in operation. And what's happened is that on a planet called K2-18b, very catchy,
yes,
planet
very
name,
creative.
It has detected key molecules called dimethyl sulfide and dimethyl disulfide, which on Earth are only created or byproducts of microbial life, particularly marine phytoplankton. So those are the only sources of these gases on our planet come from these organisms.
So they can only be made through a biological process.
That is correct, as far as we know.
As far as we know.
Obviously. So this is very exciting. They've noticed on this planet through the James Webb Space Telescope has a wide variety of detectors and cameras and sources to look at various different spectrums and so on.
Of course.
And looking at this planet, which is 124 light years away, it's seen these signatures of these gases. So it was kind of analyzing the composition of the atmosphere of this planet, and it's found a large proportion of these two compounds, which is fascinating. The scientists have said that, obviously, they emphasize this is not definitive proof of extraterrestrial life, but they're going to keep studying this planet now because it's the first time they found something really compelling and really interesting that they believe is a chemical fingerprint that is indicative of biological processes, which I think is just fascinating. And we've been wanting to find something like this for, you know, decades and centuries. And now with this new telescope that has only been in service for a couple of years now, handful of years, to have this massive discovery, it's going to be very interesting to see how we go from here and how much more we can actually see from a planet that is 124 light years away.
This is mind-blowing to think that we quite possibly have identified life on another planet. Not only does that give us hope that we might, you know, not be alone in the universe, but that is also then a possibility for habitation, because if it can support life, it can quite possibly support us.
Very possibly. So this planet is what they call a massive Earth. So it is a lot larger than Earth. And it is, you know, so the gravity would be significantly higher. But the important part is, and the reason they looked at this planet in the first place, is because it orbits in the habitable zone around its star. Obviously, Earth is the only planet in our solar system that orbits in the habitable zone.
That Goldilocks zone.
Exactly, the Goldilocks zone. And so they believe there's liquid water because it's in the habitable zone. And they can see weather patterns, and they can see, you know, these various gases in the atmosphere. So all the little bits and pieces, all the ingredients of life seem to be there. And now they've got this new discovery in the atmosphere that is just another little piece of the puzzle. It's massively exciting.
Yeah, we're definitely going to keep an eye on this. We trust that Tiernis and his friends out at Bandwidth Blog are going to keep us up to date with what is happening. I'm excited. we'll see what happens next week, because Tiernis consistently blows our mind every week with Tech Talk. We're going to head back to the music very shortly. Stay tuned. This is Smile 90.4 FM.